David's Daily Digital Dollop, Dollop 364, question for the Dollop Nerds. In the first ever David's Daily Digital Dollop, who was the first voice to speak apart from mine? Okay, Dollop Nerds, give yourself a point if you said Lucy. She was my 11-year-old niece. It was her, actually. I think she was the first person that I told about David's Daily Digital Dollop. It was over Christmas, and I thought it would be nice if she'd record some jingles for the dollop. I only made the decision to do the dollops over Christmas. I wasn't sure whether to actually do them. I thought it was a bit of a crazy idea. Was I actually going to be able to pull this off? Well, not quite, but more or less. I mean, God's sake, for the sake of argument, I've done it, haven't I? Obviously, it's not over until the fat lady sings. That reminds me, I must get on the phone to her and make sure she can still make it. Obviously, it's New Year's Eve when she'll be recording it, so she will be charging double. But I did say that was absolutely fine. I am happy to pay the fat lady for her singing, and I am happy to pay her double for coming out on New Year's Eve. But anyway, Lucy was the first person I told about the challenge, and we recorded some jingles, and I thought, well, as she started off the dollops, it seems only fitting that she should be on it right at the end. And so, on the 364th dollop, the third from last dollop, we rejoin my now 12-year-old niece, Lucy. So then, Lucy.
Yeah?
Do you remember a year ago, more or less this day, because I think it was when you came round at Christmas, I recorded with you, didn't I?
Can't remember.
It must have been one of the highlights of your year, Lucy. We recorded.
When we were doing that thingy, when I had a phone.
Yes.
We were doing musical-ies.
You did some jingles. Do you remember what the jingles were for?
Yes.
What were they for?
David's Daily Digital Dollop of...
Oh, that was it. David's Daily Digital Dollop.
That's the one.
I have managed. Woo! Obviously, there would be protests in the streets if we didn't have one final little recording with Lucy. So you have aged a year, Lucy. You were 10. No, you were 11 when we started doing this, weren't you? But now you're 12.
I'm 12 now.
Obviously, that's my achievement of the year. What's been one of your achievements of the year? What have you done? Apart from being on David's Daily Digital Dollop doing the jingles.
I passed. I exceeded all of my stats, like, all of them. Like, so I didn't get the average score.
Even
I got
English
the highest
one.
Score. Yep.
Even all these likes in the sentences.
Yep. Yeah, I'm in top set.
And what about musically? Because, obviously, since your jingles, you've gone on to do a lot of great things musically, haven't you?
Yes.
What kind of stuff have you done? This is like, what kind of stuff comes off the back of doing a David's Daily Digital Dollop jingle? Because mm-hmm. that's what it's all about. That's why you are where you are today.
Uh-huh. Well, I did a talent contest.
A talent contest?
Where I sung a song.
Yeah. What did you sing? Did you sing the David's Daily Digital... I'm going to sing, by popular demand, the David's Daily Digital Dollop Jingles.
I did Santa Tell Me by Ariana Grande.
How did that go?
I cried because I forgot my lyrics, my words. Oh. So I did it wrong, then I repeated myself, and then I started crying.
Oh, Lucy.
I'm okay.
You've recovered from that?
Yes, I'm fine. That was only about a week or two ago.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to think what instruments we have. Maybe we should go and find the instruments.
Let's go find some!
For one final David's Daily Digital Dollop jingle. Anything that we can sing? Well, there's a tambourine.
There's a drum.
A drum? Tambourine and a drum. And really, we should have the old keyboard.
I have a piano.
Are we ready?
We've got a phone!
We have a phone, but it's a different phone. I'm not sure what make of phone it is. It's Irene's phone, the aforementioned. I've also just made a discovery that Lucy doesn't know what 1471 is.
1471.
She doesn't know what 1471 is.
Nope.
Unbelievable.
Nope.
Right. Okay. See how the generations have moved on. So, Lucy, we have drum, tambourine, keyboard, like a toy keyboard with an array of instruments and animal sounds, and a boron. Okay, oh, yeah, but this is going to be far from boron. The name of the instrument's called a boron. This is called a boron. It's called a boron, this instrument, Lucy. Yeah?
Is it? Yeah.
This is called a boron. So I said this jingle is going to be far from boron.
Oh. Ha. Ha.
Yeah. Okay. So, are we ready? Have you got the ringtones there, Lucy? Excellent. Can we crank up the volume, as you kids say, I think?
No. A dollop, a daily dollop.
A digital dollop. Hit the beat in, here we go.
A dollop, a digital dollop.
A David's Daily Digital Dollop.
A dollop, a digital dollop.
A daily blog from David Eagle.
Yay! Woo, digital... Dollar!
tiny digital dollop. 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 Dollop.
Dollop.
It's David. Daily. Digital. Dollop. A digital dollop. Digital dollop.
Flailing duck solo. Thank you.
Woo!
That was a good one, Lucy.
That was a really good one.
Yeah, it's a classic. That was one.
David's Daily Digital Dollop. A digital dollop. David's Daily Digital Dollop. It's a daily thing. Oh, a dollop of his daily life.
Worried that she's going to get the words wrong and start crying.
Dollop, dollop, dollop of his daily life. Oh, a dollop, dollop of his life.
Bring in the tambourine!
Inspired jingle creation, I'm sure you'll agree. There might be some people listening up there from radio stations who want to get Lucy and myself on board. Obviously, we're not cheap, but feel free to put your bid in. Obviously, if you want the tambourine, then you're going to have to pay extra for that, but I think you'll agree it's well worth it. We'll say goodbye to Lucy tomorrow on the 365th dollop with a couple more jingles, and also, I suppose I'll probably say something a bit emotional, and then the 366th dollop will be the last one, should be a compilations dollop. But as I say, this is all about final moments now on these dollops. But today is the last time I shall be recording from this bathroom in Hartlepool, which I've recorded a fair few dollops from. That's quite sad, isn't it? And also, it's the last time you will hear from Dad or Irene. So, we've said goodbye to Ben and Elsa. We'll say goodbye to Lucy tomorrow. We've already said goodbye to the homophobic farmer, but right now it's time to say goodbye to Dad and Irene. So this will be the last time you appear on the dollops, Dad and Irene.
Oh, goodbye.
Goodbye, dollops. Until the next time.
No, there's no next time.
There's no next time doing any more.
No.
Is that the end of your dollops? But I could do some more next
time. Only,
I mean, what are you doing anyway?
Well, no. People need to move on, Dad. Need to make a clean break. I hope you won't disown me, because, I mean, it's the dollops that has kept our relationship alive over the last year. That's how you find out what I've been up to. Because I don't phone home, so I might have to actually phone you in future. Next year.
That'd be nice.